and there became this question of a personality disorder. And this was performed by Dr. Yankar, who was a consulting psychologist. So this was independent of Social Security parameters, and the actual testing that she performed, of course, endorsed that she would have, she had left just men, and of course, we have difficulty working with women. So the import of all of this is that this is a significant work restriction, but the judge did not address that at all in this decision. You can see he looked back, he incorporated that occurrence of age, and he talked about it in his opinion decision, but he did not reference this particular restriction in any way. So we are left to believe that he rejected it, and that is clear legal error, which then in and of itself may be spotted to address the issues needing a particular court to remand for evidence. The other treating providers were also rejected for non-specific fortunate reasons, and I almost argue that they are clear and convincing reasons, because they also weren't controversial. So the unconstituted opinions of treating sources, treating physicians, are made the judge's standard of clear and convincing evidence. Here, the ALJ indicated he wrapped around his argument about Ms. Lesney taking employment benefits and used it to discount, of course, her testimony. Absolutely. Right, it's the representation, I think is what he said, the representation. And he said, I'm going to use that to discount the credibility of her husband's statement, her statement, of course, her husband's statement, her boss's statement, her brother's statement, the treating source of therapist was profile, and when the treating source of therapist was used to bring across the board to both of everyone, opinion was being who's expressing on behalf of Ms. Lesney. And this is the proper reason. For one thing, unemployment is not contradictory, and it's for him to take what she said to the state agency in Wisconsin and use it to throw out the opinions of treating sources and police statements. It's clear that you're okay, but there was no real germane reason for doing that. And if you credit those opinions as well, her boss's opinion, who is again a very disinterested person, she's got a dog in this fight. She is expressing an opinion as to Ms. Lesney's compensation on the job. Because remember, she went back to work and she was fine after this horrific incident in the hospital. But when she went back to work, did she go to her car? No, Judge. She's actually demoted. I saw the name of the exam, and she was called quite beautiful. So she went back to her former position. She was called the head of the gender individual children's research club. As a first question, I'm going to go to Tom. Right. She did not go back to the specific job that she was performing at the time of this happened. And so after she was released from the psychiatric hospital, she took a few months off and attempted to regain her strength. And that didn't happen, so there was an ongoing conversation with her employer. Remember, she's been there for 19 years, and they said, all right, come back, please come back, but we're going to put you in a different building. Before, she was in charge of 500 residents of the health care facility. They put her in the smallest building on the premises, and she's now working part-time. So in that limited capacity, she had accommodations. The job still was technically marketing director, with many, many of her previous duties eliminated for accommodations that she had go back to work and she's being compensated on the job. And then she continued to look for work, thinking the whole time. And this goes to credibility, which I think is a theme in the 34, where we're looking at things like how hard are they trying? How hard are they trying to get better? And this woman, despite having no limited resources and no insurance after a certain point, they sell their house, they sell their car, they have to move to Tucson, Arizona, away from the rest of her. And she's continuously gone from pocket to pocket to get treatment as the center for sexual assault and going there for ongoing therapy. And so when we're talking about, you know, just her effort and her persistence, you know, trying to get better, yes, she is looking for work that might be within her restrictions, might be something that she can manage. She looks at an empty mall the first time she goes. It looks like something that, you know, might be within her parameters. Second time she goes, she sees men there and she, you know, it triggers her and she wants to go visit him. So that was why she is sort of finally, yes, and typical year of 28. If you look at the RFC's total opinion, the RFC is a necessary finding as expressed in the way towards location representatives. The ALJ is necessarily still in the investigation differential choice. And so, the way Dr. Earle phrased this is, the way Dr. Earle phrased it is he says that she will have a mild to moderate difficulty working with supervisors. And says that she's generally not worked because, number one, she's generally not worked with most supervisors. And also, he says that she may have difficulty working. It was actually a little bit of a report.
This is a report?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dr. Earle said she was working with a mild to moderate difficulty responding appropriately to less vulnerable workers because she's not as capable as she was with most supervisors.
Yes.
Right. And in addition, she would have a difficulty with supervisors. Okay. And is that something that Dr. Earle mentioned?
That is something all over Dr. Earle's department. There are some in his recitation earlier of, his recitation of her standard of her, there's information that she provides about her history, such as songs, and there's a whole bunch of other sort of opinion on what she can do. It kind of goes, that I really want to find
it. Thank you. And it's your best guess.
It is the answer.
Thank you. And I thought this was a question that she was supposed to take. Isn't it your choice that your question is supposed to be answered?
Okay, can you see it? So, you should be first. Yeah, the questions. There's a review of each expert's disease. The questions were posed to each vocational expert. That's actually not really directly, there is not a match between the questions posed to the expert and the limitation in Dr. Earle's report. So, to the first, what is the difficulty of? No, I think there's some market difficulty for funders. These plans try to say that this thing should be credited and that leads to, this thing should be credited and that it leads to an image and these should be located for proceedings. But the way that the restriction is phrased is phrased by, I think it's the first case, the alien study case by Ms. Lassie's attorney. It is, it's actually a much, it's a little bit more, the first one, it was to, which work in a workplace of mostly female supervisors and co-workers. So it's requiring a much bigger restriction to supply to the co-workers as well. And in the second hearing, we have, it was the inability to work with a supervisor, which is not done on the same time, we'll say, that she may have to work with a supervisor. And then,
the
doesn't require any specially accommodated or controlled work environment is not considered comparative work, and you wouldn't qualify for sandbox placement. So, if there's a special, we're also supposed to be care. I don't really, I think there are two entitlement programs for different purposes. I think for claimants, the first way to do it is to get a person on to this physically unable to physically on to the unable to work. And unemployment insurance is for a claimant who is able to work but cannot find work. It's for a claimant to say that she can't work and that she can't work at the same time, I think is an error that has to happen. And we will also look for the other ability. Social Security disability benefits. It's a lengthy process,
so, then the outcome is often uncertain. So, she's saying to me, look beyond the fact that this case, look beyond the mere application for Social Security. This was never presented to me suddenly. We asked the judge, okay, if you are concerned about credibility here, I understand that. If you have any questions about the fact that you have any concerns, please ask us. And that's why the supplemental hearing was scheduled. That's what we assumed the supplemental hearing was going to be about. Not one question arose about the employment in the second hearing. He never asked her, hey, how do you reconcile the two? And it's commonly what happens in hearings. They say, okay, you're saying here one thing, you're saying here another thing. We have the opportunity, if the ALJ is going to use that as a credibility factor, to address that.
Thank you, Justice. The case just started, so then you were